When I was a kid, I loved to draw, you know. I did a lot of graffiti things. It was my hobby. That was the thing when I sucked at school. When I finished the last hour, I go to my house, get my spray cans, and just doing my thing. That was my mental health thing, you know. When I go to the studio, my focus now is okay, create like a child, create like your inner child. But when I'm done with creating, think about the bigger picture. And now it's more than that because now people are waiting for your work. People have an opinion about your work. You get commitments with companies and galleries. I have some people working with me. I need to pay them, you know. So that's really hard. And I think nobody teaches me how to do that, you know. But now I know how to run it now, and I know how to think about the bigger picture. What are my goals in life? What are my things I want to reach with my work? Who do I need to work with me to reach that goals? So that's the best thing you can do. You have so many role models for everybody, but I always think and say to myself, just stay true to yourself. So just keep going with the thing you like to do and just do the thing you like to do the most in your life. I always say I work 7 days a week, but I've never worked a day in my life. So I always do what I love to do. So that's the best thing to do in life. Normally, when I was a kid, I'm not the guy who talk about my feelings or that kind of stuff. So when I started painting, the only thing I thought about was painting. And when I had a shitty day, I was just painting, but I had some shitty feelings, you know, and I never asked about help. So when the thing is started growing really fast, I sold a lot of paintings, and people want more paintings, and people want some commitments with me. And I didn't ask anybody for help. But I think the best thing to do is just ask people for help, because I'm not a really good guy in hosting an event or running a company, but there are some guys around you who are. So maybe you can work together. So we did that, and now I'm the guy who just paint, and Jeffrey over there, he's running the company. So that's the best balance in life, I think. I don't know if it's the art world or the music world. I just do what I love, and I love to create, and that's the thing I do every day, and that makes me happy, and I think a lot of people happy. You can find my work in a lot of homes, in a lot of companies, and I think a lot of people are getting a feeling with my work. Bad feelings, good feelings, smile, cry, but they get a feeling about my work. So yeah, that's me.